You're listening to a passage from Practice, Unleashing the Power of Faith, a daily devotional by Jane Giroux.
Submitted by Dr. Richard Kopke. For years, I had heard of the extraordinary work of Dr. Jack Huff in Oklahoma City, but I never dreamed he would have such an impact on the direction of my life. At the time of our meeting, I was serving in the Army as an ear, nose, and throat surgeon. Jack and I shared so many interests. We both understood that all of life is sacred, and there are no divisions between what we believe at church and how we live at work. It's all about God, through God, and by God. Our first project together was a mission trip to Russia for almost 4 weeks. We went to 3 different locations, putting on medical conferences and sharing the gospel. Following this time, Jack invited me to join him in Oklahoma City when my time with the Army was completed. In 2004, we all moved to Oklahoma City, my wife and 3 children. Unfortunately, Dr. Huff died in 2012, but his vision continues. Our work at the Huff Ear Institute is not just about physical needs, but also spiritual needs. When we read the scripture about ears that hear, we understand that people need to hear physically, but it's also important to hear spiritually. The woman at the well was thirsty for physical water, but received living water, and her testimony moved an entire village to follow Jesus. That's in John 4, 1 through 42. We believe that if we pay attention to this mission, that God will multiply our efforts. There are several ways that's happening. We have a fellowship program for foreign doctors. When they come here to study at the Huff Ear Institute, they live in our homes. They participate in our lives, which include church and Bible study. One example is a doctor from Southeast Asia who became a Christian and led his whole family to Jesus. An excellent ear surgeon, he travels all over the region near his home, spreading the good news. Another effort is our research laboratory. Dr. Huff was always looking for ways to make things better. Our goal is to restore hearing through medication. It's a God-sized project. Many researchers are from other countries. A lot of them become believers and influence their families, neighborhoods, and countries. Another way God multiplies our efforts is when we offer our own work. 4 years ago, my wife and I were preparing to go to a city in the Middle East to see our new grandchild. Before we left, I saw myself in a dream, working in a tent, doing an ear clinic in Lebanon. When I woke up, I thought to myself, no, we're going to see our new baby, not work. But God is persuasive and opened the door for us to serve in a Syrian refugee camp. God gave me specific words and encouragement from Isaiah 29:18. And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the blind will see through the gloom and darkness. These are words God gave us, and He is always faithful. What happened there was miraculous, but in ways we couldn't have imagined. We had 2 tents to serve the patients in the Syrian refugee camp. One was an ear clinic, and the other was a pharmacy and a place to pray. That tent was loaned to us by one of the women there. Over time, she became an amazing Jesus follower, who now leads a group of 12 women who lead a group of about 250 women, mostly widows. That initial clinic has been multiplied into 16 different clinics in 16 different refugee camps. One can see how the truth of Isaiah 60:22 works out in God's hands. The smallest family will become 1,000 people, and the tiniest group will become a mighty nation. At the right time, I, the Lord, will make it happen. Our team in the Middle East continues to check on progress and offer support. There have been confirmed reports of healings, lame who walk, blind who see, and deaf who hear. We know that miracles occur. The ordinary process of hearing is miraculous. And seeing hearing restored is a holy moment. Witnessing a baby hear the voice of their mother for the first time is one of the great joys of our profession. Dr. Jack Hupp always encouraged others to see miracles in this way. Whether it's an unexplained, instantaneous healing, or a medical healing performed with surgery and or modern medicine, all healing is from God. It's all miracle. Dr. Richard Kopke, CEO Hupp Ear Institute, affiliated with Autologic Medical Clinic, Integris Medical Center, Oklahoma City.